The perfect combination of versatile athleisure and training apparel has arrived. Thanks to the visionary minds of New Balance, Clutch Athletics, and Rich Paul, the designs reflect the heart of the athlete and the spirit of the community. With rising defensive stars Will Anderson and Chase Young on the roster, Clutch Athletics brings the best innovative gear to all athletes, giving them style and performance on and off the field. Learn more and purchase Clutch Athletics at newbalance.com. What's up, everybody? Welcome to the Pick Six Podcast, CBS Sports Daily NFL Podcast. I'm Will Brinson. I'm your host. It is Wednesday, May the 12th, and we are excited because we have post-draft. Well, we're just going to have talk about stuff with Pete Prisco for the next little bit. Check out Chris Trapasso talk about impact rookies in the feed. There'll be scheduled reaction stuff, and we'll have mailbags on Friday and Monday for you. By the way, Aaron Rodgers remains in the news with the Broncos as a potential destination, but right now it looks like there will be a quarterback competition between Drew Lock and Teddy Bridgewater in Denver. On this week's episode of All Things Covered, Patrick Peterson and Brian McFadden chat with Teddy B in his first interview. Wow, that's a pretty big poll. After being traded by the Panthers, Bridgewater discusses what was missing in Carolina, learning from Drew Brees and his expectations for 2021. Download and follow All Things Covered wherever you find this podcast. How about All Things Covered, Pete? Pulling Teddy Bridgewater for a little interview there.
Yeah, and you pulled Chris Trapasso. Did he say Mason Rudolph was going to have the biggest impact?
Play the music, Will. Play the music.
Yeah, I think he actually made a Mason
Rudolph. We won't let him forget that because people don't let me forget my misses, so I'm not going to let him forget his misses.
That's fair enough. Well, I'll tell you what, one thing that you were right on, I was telling somebody this, I was on 98.5 The Sports Hub on Tuesday morning, and we were talking about Tebow, and I said, man, I was like, the one guy, she's tweeting a lot about him right now, but the one guy who never gave up on hating, on not hating, but you never cave to Tebow mania. The only man on planet Earth who didn't cave to Tebow mania, Pete Prisco. You fought it the whole way through, and as often happens, you were proven right. Then somehow Tebow reemerged into our lives in 2021. It's the stupidest storyline on the planet Earth.
You know, it's interesting because I still got personnel guys that tell me you were the last guy to cave and you never did. I mean, even like Merle Hodge, who was dead set against him, finally caved in the end. And I never caved because I never thought he was any good. I never will. And I hear too many stories about him and how he processed the information in Denver. It wasn't very good. And he wasn't very good. It was an accident. It's the greatest accident of all time. Look, the kid is supposedly a nice kid. I don't know him very well. I know I've had interactions with his father in the past. I've told you about that many a time. But he can't play tight end in the NFL. He just can't. And if he was everybody said, oh, if he was 26, he could have done it. No. Where is the suddenness to his game, Will? He has none. A tight end has to be able to move. He has to be able to get open. He has to be able to run routes. He has to be able to block. And I went back just for argument's sake and watched him on his pump protection yesterday when he was with the Jets. He wasn't good at it. You saw, I don't know if you saw the one tweet I sent out, he was getting blown up into the backfield. And that was a simple block of an edge player. He's not a good player who can transition playing tight end. And people say, well, what about Logan Thomas? Logan Thomas had suddenness to his game. Tebow is a physical guy who never really ran away from anybody. He wanted to run over them. That isn't working at the tight end position. Plus, he's been out of the league for, you know, since 2012, and he's going to be 34 years old. It's ridiculous.
Yeah, look, I don't think he's making the team. Personally, and my two conspiracy theories are that one, he told Urban Meyer he was like, Coach, could you possibly get me a tryout? And Urban Meyer's like, well, listen, Tim, you know, really, we're trying to kind of get things going and, you know, keep this youthful movement. And he's like, Coach, maybe instead of that, I'll go write a story. I'll go write the book I've been meaning to write about my time in Florida and how much and all the stories that happened when I was playing for the Gators and really just a tell-all book about those Florida teams. And Urban's like, you know what, Tim? Actually, we do have a spot for you. We can give you a one-year contract.
But you know, hey, maybe because Urban doesn't want those stories out. But here's the other thing, Will. People talk about Oh, it'd be great for the locker room. And he'll be a great leader. If you're, even if he made the team, which he won't, as a third round tight end or a practice squad guy, nobody's paying attention to him. Nobody. You're not a leader. You're only a leader if you're good. If you're good, you're a leader. You can't lead if you stink. That's everybody, anybody who's ever played a sport knows that. Anybody who stinks can't lead. You could, if somebody who's a, you know, 52-57 guy on a roster gets in before the team and on Sunday and says, guys, we're going to go out there. Who are you? You don't do anything. And so nobody's going to listen to him. And that's, he's a leader. He's a winner. He's a leader. He's a winner. He's neither one of those as it relates to the NFL. Neither one. He won some games. He got lucky with their aberration. He's not a good football player. He was a great college football player. You can't take that away from him. But why can't anybody just admit it didn't work out in the NFL? Oh, he tried baseball. Didn't work out in baseball either. He's got all these grand things that he wants to do. And you know, there are stories out there. You know, Tim Tebow supposedly is the greatest guy in the world, but there are stories out there about him. And I'm going to give Jason Cole credit because he wrote it in the John Elway book. And I had heard this story. I think I'd mentioned it to you in the past when he was with the Broncos. John Elway's wife, ex-wife, Janet Elway, had – this is the story I was told that had a – and Jason Cole wrote the book. She had a function every year to raise money in the backyard for charity. And the year he was there, they asked him to do it. And he asked for money to do it. And John Elway supposedly looked at him and said, my husband was John Elway. He's a legend in this town. He never asked for a cent to do charity. So those are the kind of things that you hear those stories and you go, oh, man, I don't want to hear that about the kid because I don't want to believe that. And I really don't necessarily think it was just him. I think there were some, you know, influences as well. But bottom line is, he might be the greatest guy in the world. It has nothing to do with football. Zero. Zero to do with football. And if you criticize him from a football standpoint, everybody thinks you're criticizing him from, A religious standpoint, which I don't care about. B, from a, how dare you criticize Tim Tebow? He's a hero and a legend in Florida. So what? Danny Werfel was a legend in Florida. Danny Werfel was a great quarterback in the state of Florida in college football. He couldn't play NFL. Same thing.
All right, so I completely agree with you. Tebow, probably a nice guy, great dude. But the other thing, too, here, do you agree? I think this is sort of being undersold. Well, actually, this is not being undersold. One, it sucks for some other potential NFL player who could be getting this spot and who could be, you know, has worked his whole life and now is seeing a 33-year-old former quarterback and minor league baseball player take that spot and eat up that spot during the offseason because he's going to make it to the offseason. He's going to make it through camp. And then I'm probably not going to make the team, but he's, you know, it's an opportunity for some other person there who deserves it. And then two, like, it's bad coaching. I mean, it's dumb. It's really dumb to bring Tebow in and to waste that roster spot. That's somebody that you could be developing or using that spot to find some young talent. Like, that's how you find a guy like James Robinson. So instead you're just going to bring Tebow in? That part bugs me more and is a huge red flag for Urban Meyer more than anything, I think.
I agree with you. I think there are a lot of tight ends out there. I mean, this team isn't tight end heavy. Let's not fool ourselves. But they also let Tyler Eifert go. You can't tell me Tim Tebow's a better tight end than Tyler Eifert. And age is, if that's an issue, look at Tebow. He's older. So that one makes no sense to me. Here's the other thing. Yeah, you're taking a roster spot. You built up a lot of really good juice in the last 4 months, right?
Yep.
Really good juice. You got a coach who's got a big-time name. You got the number one overall pick. You draft Trevor Lawrence. You spent money in free agency. You addressed a lot of needs. Your team is ascending in the right direction. It's all going to be Trevor Lawrence, Trevor Lawrence, Trevor Mania. And you bring in this guy. And then I hear people say, oh, well, maybe this is Urban being calculated and he's going to take the focus away from Trevor Lawrence. Look, if Trevor Lawrence is the number one overall pick and he can't handle the focus, then you drafted the wrong guy. And any of this stuff about the gimmicky crap taking the ball out of his hands, then you drafted the wrong guy. And so none of it adds up. There's no way to justify bringing this guy in. It was a bad move for the organization. It's a bad look.
If we were on a text, we were talking about Tebow on a text thread yesterday or Monday, I guess, when it happened. And you correctly asked me, are you just trolling me right now? And I said, you put Tebow at the goal line, you take Trevor Lawrence out. If they let this guy make the team and give the rock to Tim Tebow at the goal line, Urban Meyer should be fired into the sun. Not just fired from the coaching job, fired into the sun, because that is a really, really dumb move. So yes, I was trolling you, Pete. And yes, I think that this is a terrible, terrible decision.
By the way, Will, Trevor Lawrence can run.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not like he's a statue back there.
No, he's a really good runner.
It makes no sense, and I just don't understand why you would do this, why you would open yourself up to this. It's a bad football decision.
Speaking of bad football decisions, coming up after the break, we'll talk about the Packers maybe trading Aaron Rodgers next. The all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe is equipped with everything you need to break free from the dull work week and embark on an adventurous weekend with your family. The all-new Hyundai Santa Fe's features like available H-Track all-wheel drive, standard third-row seating, available dual wireless charging pads ensure you can take on any adventure. Available H-Track all-wheel drives, you can take on the dirt trails and kick up some mud. Standard third-row seating so your whole family can experience the thrill together. Available dual wireless charging pads so no one gets stuck in the great outdoors with a dead phone. Whether you're tailgating out in the dirt lot, Carter Finley, shout out Carter Finley, or whether you're whitewater rafting, taking the entire family on an adventurous trip, maybe you're out camping at Mount Rogers. I used to go as a kid. Wish my parents had a Hyundai Santa Fe. The Hyundai Santa Fe is perfect for your family outing. Learn more about the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe at HyundaiUSA.com. Call 562-314-4603 for complete details.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
All right, so this actually works perfect. Just two bad football things that we can talk about with you, Pete. That makes a lot more sense than just ripping through your power rankings, which are out. Check them out on the site, of course. And Pete, you should be taking a much-deserved vacation in the next... Where are you going? You going to Aruba?
No, I don't know if I'm going out of the country this year.
Yeah. Anyway, the Packers... What's your? I know you think this trading Aaron Rodgers would be stupid, and I don't disagree with you. Do you get any sense when you talk to people around the league? The stuff you hear. I mean, what percentage would you attach to Aaron Rodgers playing in Green Bay next year?
Well, that's not the question. The question is, will the Packers trade him? And the answer to that is no.
Okay.
So either you play in Green Bay or you don't play. And from everything I hear, the Packers are dug in. They're not going to trade him. And nor should they. The Packers are a Super Bowl contender with Aaron Rodgers. If they trade him, they go to a 4 or 5 win team. That's what happens when you have that great quarterback. And he knows that. This is more about money. And people can talk all they want about, it's not about money. I don't believe that one bit. I think he wants to be paid like the number one quarterback in the league. And he was last year. He was the number one quarterback in the NFL. He was the MVP. He should be paid like that. And that's where this is really going, I believe. And I think they'll mend fences. They'll get him to the point where we'll give you a contract that's more than Dak Prescott and more than Patrick Mahomes, and you're going to be the highest paid quarterback on paper, whatever way you structure it. And they'll get together and they'll resolve this, and they'll play for the Packers. And if we're the Packers, why would you trade him? Now he's going to sit out. No, he's not. He's going to sit out an entire year or next year, or they can hold on to him. I mean, it makes no. He's going to have to pay back a bunch of money. By the way, he just took $6.5 million from him in a roster bonus in March. So he's going to have to pay a bunch of money back. As no matter how much money you make in your lifetime, paying back $30-40 million is not an easy thing to do.
No.
So I don't think that they're going to trade him, nor would I trade him. And he plays for the Packers.
So, yeah, the The thing I wonder, there's been talk that he, you know, that there's some buzz out there. The Packers made a significant offer or offered to make him the highest paid quarterback. But I would guess that what they are trying to do more than anything is maintain a timeline control over Aaron Rodgers. In other words, you know, they were never cutting him in 2021 based on his salary cap numbers. He was always going to be on the team in 2021. But it was, you know, after this coming year, you know, they could cut him and save $22 million in salary cap space. And then after the year after that, $2.8 million in dead cap money. This contract sets up really nicely for the Packers to get out of it when they need to, if Aaron Rodgers falls off a cliff. Now, nobody's saying he will, but I wonder if that's part of the problem where they're trying to maintain the ability to get out from any contract with Rodgers in 2022 and 2023, because they are going to, at some point, you know, have to figure out what Jordan Love is. That's why the pick was so stupid. It made no sense.
The pick was stupid. That's an aside to the whole thing. The pick was stupid. We all know that. The pick was dumb. The fact that Rodgers can play at this level, if he does it for the next 3 years, let's just say he comes back and plays at the same exact level for the next 3-4 years. And he had told me once he wants to play till he's 40. If that's the case, Jordan Love's never going to get on the field. And if he is, it'd be a dumb decision to put him on the field. So it was a bad pick, but that's an aside to this. They need to bring him back and say, if you're going to play at this level, we will give you a contract that makes you the highest paid quarterback in the league. But we don't want to hear any more of this crap from you. Come play and shut up. You're not a general manager. I have nothing, but you know how I am. I have nothing but the utmost respect for Aaron Rodgers. But these guys are quarterbacks. You're not the guys making the football decisions. If your buddy Jake Kumerow gets cut, of course you're not going to like it. But you move on. You play on. That's what you do. You don't make those decisions. Do they ask you your input? Maybe. But they take that for what it's worth. They don't need you to tell them who to cut and who not to cut. That's not your job. And so I think we're getting to that point now where people are trying to look at the NFL as the NBA. It's not the same thing. Mm-hmm. It isn't. It's not. You know, two guys don't win titles. Now, Aaron Rodgers can influence a team in a big way, but you got to have more than the quarterback. We've seen that over the years. And so that's where I have a problem with it. Again, Jake Kumerow, we didn't draft a wide receiver. We didn't do this. Those aren't your decisions. The Jordan Love thing was stupid. Drafting a running back in the second round was probably stupid. But the fact is, he's not making those decisions, nor should he. And it goes back to the Deshaun Watson situation. Deshaun Watson signed a contract in October and then complained and moaned and groaned about the organization after he signed the contract, after that. And then I bet you he'd race to get back into that contract right now, wouldn't he?
Yeah.
You would think.
Yeah.
And so I think sometimes you got to be careful what you wish for. It's no different with Russell Wilson. I'm not happy in Seattle. Look, he's got a legitimate beef in Seattle. They don't let him throw the ball. They want to run the ball. But Aaron Rodgers throws the ball all over the place. Now, they want to run it too, but I just think that sometimes these quarterbacks, you're a quarterback. Yeah, you're a powerful player in the NFL, and you're a big part of what these teams do, but you're still just a quarterback.
Well, and to me, there's like a gap that could have been bridged by both sides here. The Packers don't have to give this guy control over the personnel. They're not going to do that. You know, they don't have an owner. That's part of the problem too, where who can step in and say, hey, let's figure this out. But you know, I mean, the freaking Bears, they messed up with Trubisky and Glennon, but they at least they called Andy Dalton and said, hey, look, we're taking Justin Fields. You know, the Vikings called Kirk Cousins and said, hey, buddy, just so you know, we're taking Kellen Mond here at the top of the fourth round. The Packers didn't even let Aaron Rodgers know they were taking Jordan Love. And when they did, it pissed him off. But he pulled a Flacco, right? They're like, listen, we're drafting a quarterback in the first round. So tells you what you think about you. And he goes out and he wins the MVP and he's the best quarterback in football. So when you have a guy who does that, you got to pay the piper. You know, you're like, you lost the bet.
But Will, if they had called him and said, hey, we're picking Jordan Love, you think it would have changed anything?
No, not at all.
That's what I mean. Okay. Do you think that our bosses need to call you and tell you next week that Debo's taking over for you?
No, they don't.
And nor would they. And so that's where
they call me to tell me Debo's taking over. He has taken over and I'm out of here. Yeah.
I mean, you know, people think that these quarterbacks have all this power and they do, but no, nobody is bigger than the game. I'm sorry. It doesn't work that way.
Well, and the problem
might have been bigger than the game. because of what he meant and what he was and everything else. But how many athletes are bigger than the game? Seriously. Well, and I say that with 100% sincerity. How many? Are there any?
It's really small. And Michael Jordan didn't even have personnel control. Like Jerry Krause did all the things that Jordan didn't want him to do. And I think one of the things too, Pete, that's sort of messing people up is that Tom Brady has had personnel control in Tampa, but he doesn't. He just says, hey, look, Antonio Brown would be nice to have. And the Bucks are like, sure. All right, we'll get you Antonio Brown. We don't care.
Right. You think Jason Light is going to take, he's going to take on advice what Brady would consider, but he's not going to do it because Brady says to do it.
I'm not
listening to my quarterback. I'm just not.
If Tom Brady says,
I might go to my quarterback and say, okay, you like Jake Kumerow. What can he add to the team? Well, we need him for this, this, and this. And this is why I like him. I think he can be better than that. Well, okay. They think the other guy's better. So is your opinion better than their opinion on the wide receiver? And so I think we're getting into a really bad situation when we start relying on these guys to make personnel decisions. And any organization that allows that to happen is wrong, in my book. That's why you pay a coach. That's why you pay a general manager. That's why you pay a personnel department. You pay Aaron Rodgers to play quarterback. You don't pay him to make football decisions.
And the other thing, too, with the Brady stuff. Remember, the Packers drafted Aaron Rodgers. The Seahawks drafted Russell Wilson. You know, it's different when it's your first place. And like, you've been there the whole time. It, you know, you're not going to like whereas Tom Brady came to Tampa Bay. It's like, listen, you guys gave me the best pitch. I know you guys are going to give me the stuff we can get to try to win a title. We're going to collaborate together to make this happen. That's a very different situation than, hey, listen, Aaron, we drafted you 10 years ago or whatever it is. It's, you know, of course, you're beloved by the organization, but you weren't brought in under this notion that there's going to be some sort of collaboration. So it's not.
What does he want, by the way? Just out of curiosity, I'm just curious as to what his end game is. Does he want to be back in California because he's from there? What does he want? What's the goal?
I don't think anybody knows. I mean,
I think I've heard it's about money. Now that's what I've heard.
I mean, it usually is about money.
What?
I mean, I think he wants.
I think respect and money. It's not necessarily the money. It's the respect of being paid what you should be paid for being the MVP. But he's only a year into his deal.
Yeah.
1 year. He's 1 year into his deal. And Deshaun Watson was 6 months into his. And we got guys griping about it. That's where I'm all for players getting everything they can. And should Rodgers be paid as the highest paid quarterback in the league after last year? Yeah, sure. Structure it where it looks like he is. You can do that. Give more money. You can make that happen. But if you sign a contract 6 months or a year before and you say, okay, now I want to renegotiate, then just say it. Say that's what you want. Say, I'm not happy with my contract. Don't start pounding on the general manager. Don't start complaining about roster moves. Don't start griping about things that happened a year before. He played an entire season. Whether he liked the Jordan Love pick or not, or he liked the A.J. Dillon pick, or he didn't get a wide receiver, he played the entire season that way and was in a whisker of going to the Super Bowl as the MVP. Then the season ends and he's not happy? What if he had won the Super Bowl and come back and said, I'm not happy? Then what? Would everybody have listened to him or thought he was nuts?
Yeah,
I just think sometimes people are always looking for something that's not there. And I don't know what he's looking for, to be honest with you. What would make him happy as a quarterback?
I don't know. I think that he, and look, again, he signed the contract. When your agent and you had to look at the contract and say, okay, we know Green Bay can get out of this in 2022 or 2023 if they want to. I mean, you had to know, and when you sign that deal, there's probably a chance that they're going to go out and, you know, I would have waited two more years before I drafted the quarterback, but there's always the chance they do that. So, you're not like you had to hose the team in the discussions, but
here's the other thing. Why on God's earth do you have to like the general manager? There's been plenty of situations of GMs I've talked to and known, and players didn't like them one bit, nor do you have to. You cross paths with them in the hallway, say hello, and you move on. That's it. You don't have to like him. You don't deal with him. He's not the coach. He's not there on a daily basis. He's not there on a day-to-day basis. And so if you don't like the GM, oh, well, you don't deal with him on a daily basis.
All right, we'll get you out of here on this. Aaron Rodgers starts with the Green Bay Packers week 1 of the 2021 season, yes or no?
Absolutely 100% yes, unless he retires.
Okay. So he's not playing anywhere else, is what you're saying.
No.
All right.
No.
All right.
And if they do trade him, they're morons.
I almost hope they trade him just for the Pete tweets.
To where? To the Broncos?
Yeah.
Where would
the problem is that all this came out like, you know, it peaked right the day of the draft, and the 49ers are off the table.
He's not going to the two LA teams.
Nope.
Okay.
If I'm the Chargers and the Packers call and they're like, hey, we'll trade you Aaron Rodgers for Justin Herbert straight up. You're like, no, hell no.
Would you trade Aaron Rodgers if you were the Jaguars? Would you trade Aaron Rodgers straight up for Trevor Lawrence?
No, hell no. Of course not.
But the Raiders.
Now that's a different story.
But they're a disaster. Is that a bad thing?
Right. They're not good.
For him than Green Bay?
No, it's way worse. In that division with Mahomes and Herbert and
He has nowhere that's a better situation for him right now.
Agreed.
There is no better situation. Just go sign your contract, take the money, and go play. And go win a Super Bowl. Go win another one. That's what you do. And then you shut everybody all up.
I like it. All right, Pete. Thanks as always, buddy. I know you got to. But make sure and check out Pete on CBS Sports HQ. And maybe on another podcast, be a little appearance on Pardon My Take, maybe, right?
Yeah, I am. Yeah. I'm sure they'll make me look like an idiot or try to.
It's more than likely, yeah. All right, man. Thanks.
See ya.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.